Welcome back to How to Be a Better DM. I'm Justin Lewis, and this is the show to help dungeon masters everywhere fix the problems in their games, feel comfortable doing what they love, and finally start finishing campaigns. And today we have... Oh no. Do you hear that? Oh no. Those alarms. Those alarms can only mean one thing. It's a podcast takeover. Okay, we can turn the alarms off. Okay, but seriously, we actually have an awesome show today. As you might have guessed, since this show is actually coming out on a day other than a Thursday morning, we have a special show and a treat for you, and it's tied to the release of our new podcast, Pact and Boon. If you didn't know, we just released our new actual play podcast, Pact and Boon, which you can find on anywhere good podcasts are shown. So go subscribe to that. But today and tomorrow, we're going to give you a special treat here on How to Be a Better DM. Two bonus episodes where each day, today and tomorrow, we're going to show you episode 1 and episode 2 of Pact and Boon. Now, if you want to get episode 3 and 4, you're going to have to go to Pact and Boon and subscribe. The link will be in the show notes of today's episode. But without further ado, I'm just going to hand it off to my friend Jake Packham, who is the Dungeon Master of Pact and Boon. Please join me as we enter the world of Calignus.
Welcome to the Pact and Boon. This is an actual play, Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition show. I am Jake Packham and shall be today's Dungeon Master.
Did you say Dungeons & Draggies?
Dungeons & Drag Queens.
That's us. I didn't come ready for this.
I definitely wore the wrong clothes.
And as you can tell, we're going to be deadly serious the whole time. We'll go around, introduce ourselves super briefly, and dive right on in.
Hi, I'm Justin Lewis. I'm your local resident, Justin Lewis. Sorry, I couldn't think of anything. You can find me on Instagram at Justin_the_Lewis. Who's this guy?
Hi, I'm Caden. You can find me on Instagram at Cade Music, and that's because I did the intro music for this, hopefully. We'll see.
But it sucks.
hey, stop
you,
it.
You can be the judge
stop
of that.
Stop it. He's being good. I'm Tanner Whalen. You can find me where the wind blows.
Wow.
Truly.
Yeah,
that's truly. Incredible.
really took me back.
I went somewhere. You took me.
Where away. The wind blows?
Where the wind
blows. That was
blew.
The goal.
And that is the point of D&D right there.
Honestly.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
Quite beautiful.
Well, folks, we are living in the world of Calignus. World of fantasy, magic, adventure, death, life, gods, the lack thereof, murder,
love,
mystery, no love,
gosh, zero love,
but most of all,
love.
All right, there's some love, but we won't be doing any of that because I don't like it.
Because we're all men here.
Yes.
We're all
thank here.
I mean,
hey,
well, actually,
no, we'll see.
Sorry.
Stop.
Sorry.
I'm going to bring the love. Thank
Tanner.
You.
Tanner will bring the love. I feel that.
Come with us. We find ourselves in hell. The 9 hells, to be exact. Each layer of the hells grows more violent and evil in its nature. We pass beyond Avernus, the first hell, a rocky and desolate landscape being constantly ruptured and broken by meteors falling from above and volcanic eruptions from below. A legion of fiends marching towards some unknown destination, branded and prepared for war. a frighteningly gorgeous woman in dark robes at their head. Falling through an opalescent pool, tumbling through the heats of hell, we find the Iron City of Dis, the second level of hell. The walls, buildings, and streets all glow with a dull red of hot metal. A monstrous tower pierces the sky and overlooks the Iron City, the throne of Dispater. Peering at its subjects, a waterfall of molten lava flows out of a wall, covering an entrance to the underground prison network, where prisoners of war, criminals, and kidnappers are kept and reformed. Mentiri, the prison of Dis. Now, our intent is to find heroes of the light, heroes of righteous demeanor, heroes that can bring the world from darkness and save the innocent. Let's go see if we can find them in Mentiri. We find ourselves deep in a portion of Mentiri called the Purge. An unsettlingly clean and put together section of the prison dedicated to the torture, reformation, and punishment of prisoners. An Eren Yace, clad in blood red plate armor, drags a jet black dagger down the bare chest of a human man strapped to an iron table.
Damn.
He's dashing, rippling with muscles. White blonde hair, disheveled. It's long, about shoulder length. He's a good looking dude, right? So there is some love here in Calignus.
Right.
And we're feeling it. All right,
good. And it's all his, apparently.
Yeah, it is.
He clenches his teeth in pain as the dagger is just casually dragged down his belly as blood starts to come out. He fixes his gaze on this devil woman and says, "I will ever serve the light. May the gods curse you." And he spits. She sighs, breathes in deeply, puts away the dagger, and summons a giant greatsword from out of the nothingness. Before the man has time to finish the gulp, as he sees this giant blade, his head is lopped off.
Oh.
Oh, well. There goes the hero of light.
Not so handsome anymore.
Let's see if we can find anybody else. What do you say?
Yeah.
That guy was handsome for that second.
He really was. He really was.
Man, I was really hoping that would, like, hold through. I was going to be really good friends with him.
No.
Yeah.
It's feeding time, y'all. We find ourselves in the internment zone of the Mentiri, the populous area where the prisoners, mostly lemurs, drag their dying corpses across the cast iron-like floor of this prison. The floor is constantly at about 95 degrees, where it is just hot enough to be incredibly uncomfortable, and should you stay and hang around, it is going to burn you. But not so hot that it is immediately going to kill you. The internment zone is a giant cavern. Carved out of the walls, there are hammocks along the walls where prisoners can sleep. These hammocks are heavily lauded as the only prize to be had while in Mentiri. The devils and occasional demons that are held here fight tooth and nail, often to the death, for some of these hammocks. Food comes about once a day. It is intended to keep you hungry and weak and subservient. When it is feeding time, a cart is rolled through the internment zone across the cotton or the hard rock floor. It is being dragged by two bearded devils. Called that for the barbed beards that they have that seem to have a life of their own. They carry monstrous glaives They themselves stand at about 8.5 feet tall. One is probably about 10 feet tall and very skinny. The other is about 7 feet tall and incredibly portly. They walk beside carrying their glaives, kicking some of the lemurs and imps away that come to grab the food. And food is a loose term itself. It is a pile of just
gloop. Heroes of the light. Oh.
Mystery meat. A tuft of white gold hair sticking from the heap.
Knew it.
As the cart comes to a rest, the bearded devils stand aside as the horde comes to feast. Jolly, you are above the hunger-driven mob in your little alcove. You recognize Gut, bringing the food in the crowd.
Is he the skinny one?
No. Called Gut because of his enormous gut.
That makes sense.
He does not see you, but he also isn't necessarily looking for you. What is it that you are doing? And if you wouldn't mind, give us a brief description.
Yeah. So, you would, you'd see Jolly looking down at the horde, obviously with a deep hunger, because if you saw him before he was in hell, he would actually see a giant belly. Maybe not giant, but definitely a dad bod. And
a girthy guy.
Yeah, he's girthy. He's about 6 feet. You don't see that now. You actually see his eyes are somewhat sunken, as happens when you lose lots of weight. And his hands are constantly rubbing sweat across his face. His skin is dark tan, and his eyes are pure obsidian. He has a bald pate with hair around the back of his head and a longer beard. The beard would probably be a little bit scraggly and might even be probably patchy, parts of it falling out just from malnutrition. And at this moment, he would be looking down at the horde and kind of have this desire to go join them and sort of pull out this locket and look at it, open it up and look at it for a second and then close it and hide it in his shirt. Also, what are the prisoners wearing? Like, what do we wear?
Most are naked or with loincloths.
Okay, so like, having like a long sleeve shirt is not a thing?
No. Okay. You might be able to have like scrapped together a shirt of sorts. Okay. Mostly for that purpose. Gotcha. Of like hiding that locket. Sure. But yeah, it's rags.
Is there like dirt anywhere, or like can you like make mud?
Give me an investigation check.
First roll.
A 10.
At disadvantage, my friend.
Absolutely. Well, let's just roll again to see. Oh, that's a 4 plus negligible. Actually, investigation's like my strong suit. So, investigation would be 10 total.
10 total. You could scrap together some dirt, mm-hmm. like mostly like rocks, okay. Right? Okay. And you could grind those rocks, okay, with your rock-like form.
Sure.
Into a powder and mix that with
saliva. Basically, yeah. His skin is kind of like clay-colored. We talked about like his motif is Southern Utah. So this dirt is basically used to cover up his arms and legs and hands. And he would turn away from looking down from his alcove back to a small basin where he is performing some tasks to create alcohol.
He is doing that.
Wow.
For the folks at home, Earth Genasi.
Yes, he is an Earth Genasi. Sorry about that.
So, go ahead and give me a tinkering check.
Well, that bounced out. So 16 or... 16.
Not dang.
Is
not
everything bad. At disadvantage?
All checks.
Okay.
Yeah. You are living in a current state of exhaustion.
Okay.
Everyone has one level of exhaustion permanently.
So I'm proficient with brewer supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So would that allow me to add proficiency bonus?
You would
bonus?
Add your proficiency bonus.
So that is a total of 18 plus whatever.
Incredible.
Do I not add like a skill or is it just that?
Yeah, it would be like your intelligence modifier, I would say.
Cool. So that would be 20.
Solid. Dirty 20.
Dirty. Very dirty.
What liquid are you attempting to make?
Let me look at my inventory to remember what I can make. I think...
you can make ale, gold flow,
mm-hmm.
or one of your distractions.
I think he would make a distraction, specifically thinking like, Gut didn't come... This would be his thought. He would be like, Gut didn't come looking for me, so maybe he needs a little incentive. So he's trying to make like a poop potion.
Okay. All right. And you heard that right, folks. That is a poop potion.
Wow. Jolly's very mature.
As are we. very well. Okay. So you know that... Post-feeding time, once the cart is emptied, they will take the cart away, where they will follow a tunnel past the infirmary, which is a lie, not actually an infirmary, where they will, you know, swap out the cart, feed the rest of the devils and demons, particularly the workers of Mentiri, throughout the rest of the prison. And if you have met up with him, it would be... in that interchange.
Okay. So that's where Jolly would get his food?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that obviously that would be where he would go then.
Okay. Now, your alcove is about 65 feet above.
Mm.
The way that you get up there is climbing on different hammocks. Mm. So I'm going to need an acrobatics check to get down.
Great. That was a 5. Looks like Jolly is folly on the ground. Acrobatics, 5.
A whopping 5, my friend. Now, this isn't your first fall coming down here.
Nope.
Getting up is much easier. You know that.
Mm.
Getting down is always what you dread. Up is easy. That's athletics, right? That's kind of your bread and butter. You're getting weaker with your hunger, but getting down sucks. It sucks to the tune of 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, going to be dead in like 2 seconds.
yeah, that is not good. Ouch. Jolly would probably try and like shake it off and be like, oh, never gets old. As he's like stepping from foot to foot on the hot stone, metal, yep. whatever it is.
You know that like standing in one place while in Mentiri is never a good thing. Mm. And it is intended to like keep you moving, right? Mm. You know that there's fiendish individuals like the tieflings, like the fire and elementals in here, and you know, certain devilish nature creatures that can, and they kind of flaunt that. But the few of you mortals that are not resistant to fire damage have to keep moving, and it is intended to keep you moving.
Mm. Because it's so hot?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sizzle. Sizzle of the bottom of your feet.
Also, are we... Can we cast magic here?
You know that you are under watch almost all the time.
Okay.
It is... very ill-advised to cast magic.
Good to know.
Additionally, if you have to cast your magic through your spell focus
mm-hmm.
you do not have that.
I was mostly thinking for, like, a cantrip. Like, Jolly would be like, wait, I can cast Blade Ward, so why wouldn't I just cast that before I go down and then...
You could try that with a sleight of hand.
Okay.
Leading up to
it. Okay. So... leading up to it, I would need to do a sleight of hand, but if I was up there and I was coming down, would I have to hide it?
You would roll that without disadvantage.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Nice. Yeah.
Okay, very good. So, You see that these individuals are kind of crawling around. The lemurs are the most disgusting creatures you've probably ever seen in your life. They are the embodiment of fallen devils that are being punished by existing, right? Their consistent existence is their punishment, and they have permanent faces of agony on their visage, right? So as they like kind of drag themselves across the ground, just you see like kind of a horde of them moving past you now that they have eaten a little bit. One or two imps kind of fly overhead by you, but you can attempt to slink away.
Yes, I would definitely try to avoid them. Jolly does not like making enemies. Stealth check, I'm guessing.
Stealth check.
It's a 4. So, 4.
Okay.
Wait, actually, no, I'm not wearing armor, so 4. Well, I already had disadvantage, never mind.
Okay. You feel surprisingly hidden. As you slink into your little tunnel that leads away from the internment zone into the direction of the infirmary, you spot that Gut is waiting for you. Now, Gut looks incredibly nervous, right? So he's a large guy. He's very stupid and speaks terrible common. So communicating with him is very difficult. And he's out of sorts. You can give me an insight check if you would like.
Absolutely. Ugh, why is wisdom sucky? That would be a 5.
All right.
A disadvantage, right?
Yeah. He's not doing great. He's not his normal self. And we'll see kind of what happens there as Wolfgang.
Yes.
You are driving your cart out of the infirmary, heading to the chute to dispose of bodies. Give me a perception check.
Okay.
So that's what happens in the infirmary. It's a body dump.
Disadvantage, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. There's that. So it's either a 20 or it's a... Ooh, 21. It's a 20. Yeah. Wow.
All right. You see the Earth Genasi and the bearded devil talking. You've seen them before. This isn't the first time that these two have had communication in your hallway. Something's a little bit off with their normal banter that you've noticed. You're a fairly observant individual, and you kind of, I don't know, value that, right?
Yes.
But it's kind of throwing your routine off a little bit.
Okay, so I'm passing by them in my carriage cart type thing, right?
Describe for us what Wolfgang...
So, coming up the path on this cart, you see a figure that kind of seems hunched over. And just like, he's got what looks like it was a very well manicured mutton chops that has just grown out and is kind of scraggly. And now it just kind of looks like a beard with some weird proportions. And same for the hair, right? Yeah. It looks like his hair used to be very well cut. Now it's just kind of everywhere. Nothing much has happened with it. He's got very dark hair, but there's like little stripes of almost like a blondish color going through it. He looks very, and like as he's like going, he's like kind of, you see him kind of mumbling to himself and like patting the horses like on the rump there, like pulling it. And yeah. He just, you see that he's kind of hunched over, mumbling to himself, and he like glances up for a second. You see red iris. It's an iris, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I haven't talked much about eyes in the past bit. But, and then beyond that, you see that he just looks so pale and sunken, which especially paired with his kind of wild hair and his sunken cheeks,
he kind of looks almost animalistic, as if he were just a like a mangy dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. You are carrying a load of 6 bodies. 4 are lemurs that succumbed to their nature, and they're going to be recycled again. Their souls will be recycled and put into a new lemur body. So that's pretty, I don't know, who knows how many times that you have dumped these same souls, right? You also have a dwarven woman that has died, and you are taking her to be disposed of, as well as a tiefling that you heard fell from a really high hammock. One can assume foul play.
Foul play, okay.
Wow. So as I pull up on this cart, I see that these two are fighting. I'm like, hello, friends, how are you?
Are we fighting or are we just talking?
Not necessarily fighting. Not fighting, but that there's something
an afoot. Odd tension.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, you just see a cart roll up kind of as you are walking up with some weird vibes from Gut. And this cart is disgusting. Right. It's like made out of that wood that like at a amusement park has been touched a million times. Mm-hmm. It's like that kind of wood, but it's led by a team of 2 skeletal horses. And you see this man that was just described to you who looks like unto death himself.
Oh. So what did you say?
I said, hello, friends. How are you?
We are doing very good. This is personal business. Please continue.
Do not come.
Come on, Gut. We are friends. You can talk with me.
You not friend.
Okay, let's see if I invite you to my birthday party. Next time. Okay, Jolly, always a pleasure to see you.
Do I know him?
Excuse me, sir. Might I ask how you know my name?
Oh, I have been here. Sorry, I'm going Russian.
Thank you, buddy.
I have been here a long time. I hear things from the doctors, and names get around.
Well, maybe I could ask your name then.
Oh, my name is Wolfgang.
Is that like a common name or? That's a very pretty name. It is wonderful for you.
It ugly.
Thank you and no thank you.
So, Wolfgang, if I can ask, you have a very, you are smiling. Do you know where you are?
I am living, how you say, the dream, yeah? My heart is full, my heart equally full. He looks at Guy and he's like, I am so happy to be here.
This good.
Yes. On that note, I go. I have job. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye. Das vidanya.
I couldn't resist.
Goodbye, Wolfgang.
You continue down your hallway. This is your hallway. Nobody ever comes down this way but you and your team. And the hallway gets much smaller, right? To the point where, like, as you're riding on the carriage, you have to hunch even further, which might have kind of accentuated that hunched nature, right? Yeah. And you come to an end about 500 yards from where you had met those 2 individuals. And you see the chute. The chute is a square hole in the wall, about 2 feet square. And it is jet almost magically black through the chute, and it descends into who knows what. But your job is to take those bodies and shoot them away.
So I get down, Wolfgang gets down, and he stretches his back, you know, like he was hunched over. And you see that he's actually, I mean, he's not the tallest guy. He's like 5'6", but...
By the way, I'm 5'6".
Short king.
But he kind of walks over. He, like, pats the skeletal horses. And, like, it doesn't make a good... It's like... You know? And he's like... He's like... And he kind of, like... He almost acts like he's trying to scratch them. But, of course, there's nothing to scratch. It's like... Good boys. Good boys. Yes, I wonder what they were talking about.
Hmm.
And then he, like, goes over. And despite looking super scrawny... He just easily hefts this dwarf woman and then throws her down the chute.
You don't actually.
I don't actually.
No. So, this was something you were a little bit dreading. Okay. The lemurs are pretty easy to get down the chute. But you know the dimensions of your chute.
Oh, because it's 2x2, and that's
and
that's
you know
big.
The dimensions of this dwarf woman. And that's kind of been on the back of your mind, riding down this. Is like,
so I was on the cart being like, she's still fat. What do I do?
Yes. There's a fear and like a concern of like how you're going to get that woman through the chute.
Okay. So I try initially just to see.
Give me an athletics check.
Okay. Perfect. Good. Good. See if I care. Okay. So it's either a 15 or it's a... It's a one.
A nat one.
The first nat one.
Unfortunately, it's like not even to the shoulders, right? Like you could get her head, you know, you could probably flip her around and go feet first, but like she's also got some very wide birthing hips. Her beard is beautiful, but like clearly a woman. The lemurs you could fit down pretty easy. The tiefling you could also push in pretty easily.
Okay, so
I would have a shovel in your cart.
I like this.
Do
I like
this one bit. Happening?
Okay, so I have a shovel, and in my experience with this chute, you said it looks magical, and. Do I get the sense that there's a resize option?
Interesting. You can give me an Arcana check.
You know what? I'm going to give it an Arcana check, and you're going to be astounded. Okay, so it's either a 9 or it's a 3. It's a hot 3.
A hot 3. Different than a cool 3. With it being hot, you know that this is just a hole. Carved out of the rock, and the darkness is what is magical.
The darkness is okay. So I go over, and I believe we had talked about me being there not super long, but maybe longer than some.
Mm-hmm.
I come over and I'm kind of talking to myself and the horses. I'm like, I hate when it must get messy. And I get the shovel, and I'm thinking I'm gonna have to like get rid of her arms.
She needs to get aerodynamic quickly.
Yeah. So I'm gonna start going at her.
Okay.
With a shovel.
Give me a perception check, Jolly. See if you can hear him.
She sees into a laughing matter.
Oh, this is unfortunate.
Okay. Perception, you say.
Not you. So Jolly, can see if you can hear. 13.
Yeah.
You can hear some. Give me an athletics check, straight roll, not a disadvantage.
Okay, straight, no disadvantage. Oh, 17.
Okay. It takes a couple hits, but like you can take off the limbs, and that obviously adds some additional lubricant in the blood that comes out.
I bet it does. So I throw the limbs down, and then I throw the rest of her down.
Okay.
Does it work?
Yeah, I mean it still takes some effort, right? Like it isn't doesn't easy. Work. Like you're not like rugby passing this lady through this hole, right? You still like gotta push. And like, are you going head first or what remains of the hips first?
Head first. I don't want to look at her face while I've done this to her.
Okay. Yeah. So you grab her kind of by the keister and shove her into the chute as she. Goes to wherever that chute leads.
Oh gosh.
Do you?
I would. Well, I don't know what we're talking about, but Jolly would probably be like, "Wait,
do you hear like a wet sucking hitting noise?
No.
Oh, must be the
wait, tell me about weird. Gut one more time.
So Gut is a bearded devil.
Okay. He's like watching over.
Yeah. He's one of the guards, right? Okay. So you know that like in Mentiri there are tons of guards of different devil types. There's some bone devils. The biggest and like some of the baddest guards are chain devils. But the kind of lackey guards are bearded devils.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so I'd probably just be like, oh, it must be the wind.
So we'll pick up on your conversation.
Yeah.
In bad day.
Why? What is going on?
Too many eyes.
Okay, but we have a deal. I provide what you are looking for. You get a good laugh, haha, from all the other guards or maybe prisoners you don't particularly like. And I get food.
Give me a persuasion check.
10.
Beats 5. He says,
yes. Good joke. Mead.
Absolutely. And he'll pull a cask of mead. Enough to probably make 3 drinks.
Oh, good. I would put that in my inventory, take it, and hide it somehow. But also say like, but you mentioned eyes watching. What eyes are watching that we must be aware of?
Brokers. Many.
I only see generally 3 from my little perch.
Look again. Need go.
Is he saying
he
that?
He goes to move.
Oh, he needs to go. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know where to find me, friend.
My trick.
Ah, you want poop potion.
Yes.
Very good, very good. Let me look for it 1 second. Okay, I would give him, I would give him, so I only have 1, or did I make another one?
You just made 1.
Okay,
yeah.
So I would just give him that one.
Okay.
And then I would say, you know, I could also make you a little bit of gold glow if that is something you are interested in. Or perhaps it might help you get on the good side of your superiors.
I kill them.
That is also a good idea. I will let you do that, and I will watch safely from the side, making more poop potion.
He drinks the poop potion.
Oh, no. Oh, good joke.
Funny.
Yes, okay, goodbye.
He takes off towards the internment zone to go push the cart.
Okay. Always fun chat. Okay, whatever. He's like gone.
About midway through the internment zone, he just empties his bowels all over. Like, all over, like, some lemurs and, like...
He just
like,
steps there's just over stuff, people
yeah,
purposely.
He, like, is stepping over people as he is just waterfall of diarrhea coming out of this dude. And it's fiendish diarrhea, so it's, like, also really hot, right? So it's, like, burns some of these lemurs.
As hot
it, like,
snakes.
Yeah. Not good. Molten Hershey's dumplings.
Jolly would probably be like, oh, good to... Oh, okay. Not looking. That's going to smell bad.
That's right. All right. So you, Wolfgang, are all done with your task. Do you go get some food or do you head back to the infirmary?
I head back to the infirmary. Yeah, I hop back in the cart, kind of. Have to do a 20-point turn, mm-hmm. I imagine,
yes.
In this hallway.
Uh-huh.
Just like, oh, okay, back up, good, back up, and then just keep going.
Yes.
And then I'm going back the way I came.
All right. You enter back in, you park your cart, the skeletal horses disanimate, and it just collapses into a pile of bones again, as
great.
Usual. And you see the doctors are inside, and the place is clean. For the first time ever, the infirmary is normally disgusting. The bodies that were there on the beds and tables when you left are gone. The two doctors are also Aranyes. There's a woman and a man, both incredibly beautiful, like, again, frighteningly beautiful people. And you know that they call you Wolfie. And then we'll cut away.
Okay.
Back in the internment zone, Alon, you went to go get some food with Ciro. Of course. Getting food is a necessity. You hate doing it, but it is what it is, right? You find the cart, and there is just one bearded devil there, as some of the more privileged prisoners get first dibs.
Krolax.
Krolax the Dretch. What are you doing?
Well, I think I would be ushering, you said Cyril?
Cyril.
Cyril. I would be ushering Cyril kind of forward. You know, I'm sure that he's feeling somewhat timid mm-hmm. after his encounter.
Oh, not yet.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, so we're making our way towards the cart.
Okay. Cyril, talks like a normal human, but he has... So, for the folks at home, he is a human man with an ant head. With mandibles and antennae.
Question. Is his head the size of an ant head?
No, or is it currently... it's like a human head size, okay. But it is just a black ant head. And he every time he talks, he's... but he talks just like normal. He's like, oh, man, I wonder what we're having today.
Probably the... Same old,
I hope.
Do you see that tuft of hair?
I really want that hair.
Oh, can't. I'll save it for you if I get it.
Good luck, man. Oh. You see Dretch, Krolax walks up to the cart as the bearded devil kind of looks away. And he takes two big handfuls of the stuff, including the tuft of hair, and just... Krolax can't speak common.
Oh. No. What does Krolax look like?
So a Dretch is like a pig-like creature.
Okay.
With like teeth that are all mangled and gross. He stands at about 3.5 feet tall.
Oh.
So quite small, but every inch of him is just muscled.
Okay.
Right? And you know he's a little bit of a brutish bully.
There's still food left on the cart?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And am I close to the front? Like, can I push my way?
You'd have to push. But yeah, you can get up there.
I'm going to try. Like, I haven't eaten since yesterday, so I'm going to... Yeah.
All right. Give me an acrobatics check to kind of make your way through this crowd.
That's a 17, and that is a dirty 20.
Not bad. You're able to make your way through, and you have to make a decision as you get close to the mark, right? You can push over this tiefling woman or step on a lemur to get to the end.
Step on the lemur, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It lets out a... as it is kind of squished underneath and like... Part of its goopy body is just like seared on the cast iron like floor.
Oh, gosh.
If you could hit that sizzle one more time.
Oh, heavens. I don't have it ready.
That's fine. But it sizzles,
it's
right?
It's like a marshmallow on a cast iron.
You cook him
pan.
A little bit.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Does it smell good?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
But you're used to it, right?
Yeah.
It's what the world here smells like.
Yeah.
And you get to the plate. You can take a handful if you wish.
I'm going to take. Was Cyril with me? Did he?
Cyril is following behind you.
Okay, then yeah, I'm gonna make sure Cyril gets his portion as well. But I'm gonna grab one and kind of like grab my arm around him, push him forward.
Cyril, with like kind of a shaky hand, like grabs a little scoop and he says, "I wanted that hair."
Sorry, bud. We'll try next time.
And like his little tiny ant teeth are just like chattering away as he kind of like saws that food into his mouth.
Okay, so we got our portion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
do you eat yours?
I do. for okay. sure eat it.
It has the consistency of florp, you know, like that, or flarp, oh, you know, yeah. that like fart stuff. it feels like that, but it tastes equally of penny water, and has a grit as well to it.
Penny water?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You know, like water when it tastes metallic.
Oh,
do I feel somewhat nourished?
I didn't know that was a name.
Sort of, right? Like you feel it, and it. Do you eat it all in one go, or do you chew on it?
I'm sure that I'm trying to savor it a little bit. Like, I know that if I eat too fast, like I'm accustomed to maybe having some empty mm-hmm. stomachs in my life. So. Yeah.
So, yeah, you do feel a little bit nourished, right? Again, intentionally not revitalized by any stretch of the imagination, but you do feel on the fringes of full.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah. So and then it hits, you know, like it always does, right in that lower intestines, where it just, you know, you feel.
Flarps. Or
yeah.
Florps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely.
That's how you feel. As you're making your way back out, you and Cyril have, you know, hammocks next to each other. They're about 3 rows up, right? Okay. So not super great. It's still really hot.
Pretty low on the hierarchy.
Places is. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you go up to your hammock?
I think so.
Do you have any intentions for your day today?
So, I mean, what does like an average day look like for me?
Meandering.
Really?
Truly.
I don't even have a job.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You're on the bottom end of the totem pole here in hell. And
am I able to fight for a nook?
If you wish, yeah.
I mean, I think that I'd like to get a nook.
Okay. As you start making your way up, you heard about that tiefling that fell from super high up, mm-hmm. right? His head became paste as soon as he hit. And you know of like some alcoves that are managed by some of the gangs that have, you know, set up in the Mentiri.
Okay.
You know, Krolax the Dretch has a spot pretty high up. And as you start making your way up to your hammock, give me a perception check.
Okay. One sec. 13.
All right. Cyril isn't behind you anymore.
Oh. Okay. So I turn around in kind of a panic because.
Give me another perception check.
Okay. 12.
You see Cyril is by the cart. He's going for another handful.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So I turn and in obvious panic, like Cyril! And I book it that way.
Okay. You got to push your way through the crowd again.
Okay.
Maintaining eye contact with him, you see the Dretch. Krolax has spotted Cyril, going for another handful.
And is he looking?
Oh yeah.
How close am I? Like, am I gonna grab him in time before the Dretch?
You could.
Okay, I'm gonna go for it. So just acrobatics again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's an 18, and that is a 22. So 18.
Not bad. Yeah, you are able to. The same Lemur is down there. Same situation. You'll either have to push the tiefling woman or step on the Lemur.
Easy choice. Besides that, I guess.
As he is yet again cooked and sizzled. He's probably medium rare at this point on the floor.
I do know how to cook a good steak.
He like just barely pulls himself up and then he just gets up. It's like, dang it.
Dretch has Cyril by the arm, and the bearded devil and is taking Cyril away from the bearded devil. You know that if the bearded devils get involved, they go ballistic, right? They are hungry for fight.
Okay.
And they love to kill, and they have free reign.
And so would I have an idea of where he's taking him? Like, does he have a nook that is like, okay, well, I'm going to do my best to just follow in a nonchalant manner so that I'm not attracting attention.
Okay. You spot that Dretch has two buddies, I keep calling him Dretch, but that is what he is. Krolex has two of his buddies.
Great.
They're new. His previous ones have died or, you know, found another gang or whatever. And so you don't really know these guys, but you see that they're, like, kind of walking with him. As they pull Cyril against a wall.
And they're out of sight of the beardies?
Fairly.
I think I'm just going to try to intimidate them with a little prestidigitation. I'm going to go for it.
What does your prestidigitation look like?
So, I have kind of silvery blue eyes just from my sea elf heritage. And so I imagine that being in the hells, now that they're all bloodshot and just scary looking, I would just get up in Krolax's face, and I would make my eyes just fill with fire.
Okay. We didn't get a description of you.
Yes.
What do you look like?
Well, Elon is tall and lean, and even more lean than he was before, unfortunately. Definitely a shadow of his former self.
Mm-hmm.
His skin is normally tanned, but now burnt, and there's definitely, like, you know, you can see patches of black where, and blisters, probably just from accidentally falling on the cast iron. His body has just been sapped, so fairly emaciated. His lips are chapped. Like I said, the bloodshot eyes. So, you know, his hair that once had a nice salty curls, pretty much black and sooty now.
Yep. Yeah. What he's trying to say is Elon is supposed to be beautiful and looks nigh unto a Holocaust victim.
Yeah. That's sadly.
Elon is the definition of a pearl among swine, is what you're saying?
One might say.
One might say.
As you are in the face of this swine creature.
Yeah. So when I cast Prestidigitation, you see, I mean, so since we're wearing rags, you know, it's really, you see the scar around my neck, and it flares a little bit when kind of the fire comes into my eyes. And I just tell him, let him go, or this will end badly for all of us.
Okay. Go ahead and give me an intimidation check.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
That's a 26, and that is a 19.
All right. You see that Krolax kind of stands back a little bit. He is taken aback by your affront.
Okay, so that moment of what do you call that? Hesitation. I'm gonna grab Cyril and I'm gonna run, or maybe not run, but I'm gonna briskly walk away with him.
Okay.
Does he still have the food in his hand? His extra.
He didn't get it.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
That's good. It's better that way.
Okay, very good. We're going to cut back to Jolly.
Okay.
You leave the internment zone, or sorry, the hallway, and enter the internment zone. Give me a perception check.
I hate and a hole and a... Oh, that's a... Oh, I thought that was a natural one. 13.
All right. You can see that you'd have a better advantage from your alcove, where the brokers would be. Do you go to your alcove?
Yeah. I think I would try and make my way there stealthily if possible.
Okay.
Just because Jolly is cognizant of the fact that he does have pretty valuable stuff.
For sure.
And, you know, he wants to, you know, keep his trade going.
Yeah.
For a stealth, that is not terrible. 10.
All right.
Also, a 10 for me is not terrible. So,
all right. You're able to get up to the alcove.
Okay. Do I need to do like acrobatics or whatever?
No. So athletics going up is fairly simple. Gotcha. It is just the getting down.
Gotcha.
Part. Cool. That's hard. So from your alcove, carrying over your perception check, you see the verandas up above, right? So above the internment zone are sort of like theater sitting rooms. They have chairs. There are bars where these brokers come on behalf of patrons to purchase prisoners from Mentiri. Should a, you know, interesting prisoner come free or available. And the broker handles the dealings between the devils that run Mentiri and the patron.
Right.
Most patrons are from the material plane. But some are from, you know, other planes of existence or even from the different levels of hell themselves. And these brokers in their classic beige dusters and tan fedora hats, they have little badges with a nice little letter B for the broker. It's a blue emblem. Normally, there's about three or four sitting in the same veranda that you're able to spot. And today, there's probably 25. And there's patrons. And you can tell that they're patrons because they're wearing masks. They have, like, different masquerade-type, you know, coverings. Yeah, they do. And they're accompanied by a broker. And they are, you know, speaking with each other. And some of them have bodyguards with them, usually, like, mercenary types. And there's a ton today.
Is is being purchased by a broker a good thing or a bad thing in my experience?
Super depends. Some are sold to slavery, right? Some are sold for body parts. Some are sold for pretty terrible things.
Worse than body parts?
And then occasionally you have, like, the one Annie story where they're like, hey, come pick my hair.
Yeah, they're like, hey, I actually am, they call me Daddy Warbucks because I got a lot of bucks.
Instead of a bearded devil, there's the bald devil.
Yeah, exactly right. So it super depends. Most of the time it's not a great thing.
Okay.
But you know that, like, you could at least be on the material plane in some cases.
So this would be like, maybe I should try and get noticed today?
Maybe.
Can I look down in the internment zone and see if, like, anyone else notices?
Yeah, go ahead and give me another perception check. We're doing a lot of those today, y'all.
I'm okay. A very perceptive boy. Not really. 11.
Can't really tell. You do spot on, like, there's a hall that leads to the pit, right? The pit being where fights happen. You know that that's where they punish some individuals as well. And it's led by a pit fiend. So those fights are overseen, and there's usually, like, a tournament style or something of the like. But it hasn't been used in a long time. There just hasn't been, you know, people worth doing that with. And that's about it, man. You don't see much. Wolfgang. You're in the infirmary. Okay. And the Aranyes approach you, the male.
Wolfie, darling.
Yes, I'm your Wolfie is here.
How was the run?
Oh, it was fine. We had more. I met some friends along the way.
You what?
Yes, some friends. You know the gut, and I think his name was Jolly. Yes. Is that did I do a bad thing?
No. Oh, good. Wolfie, so good.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
The female Aranyes.
Yeah. Wolfie, you did good.
Thank you.
We have guests coming through.
Guests? I must clean, yes?
No, sweetheart, it has been done. Please.
Has it been done?
It has, yeah. Okay. It's immaculate, right? This place is so clean. You've never seen it clean, let alone presentable. And this is presentable. Now, you know that the doctors do some pretty effed up stuff.
Yes.
In here, right? Nazi level experiments. The male says,
oh, sweetheart, I think it's best that you not be here when the guests arrive.
Oh, have I given reason to not please you?
No. They are brokers.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do not. I want to be with you. Yes, I don't need to be brokered.
You do.
Or...
You do.
Good, good. Okay. I go in the back, yeah?
If you wish. Wherever good. You like.
But not here.
Yes.
Okay, yes, yes. I go in the back.
Okay.
You go to the back where they have a bed for you. Right. It's like a dog bed.
Yeah. So he's putting on this really, like, yeah, this really thing, like, really devoted air. But then he kind of, like, gets on the bed facing away from the opening. Like, I'm guessing it's, like, a curtain or door or something. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you see that he just kind of looks dead a little bit. Just a little bit dead inside. Yeah. Just, like, curled up, not making any kind of face. Just not nearly as pleased as he was looking a second ago.
Give me an insight check.
Okay. A disadvantage?
We'll actually call this one straight. You know these guys pretty well.
Okay, 15.
Getting taken by a broker in this setting seems more advantageous than if someone were to be purchased in the internment zone.
Hmm.
Right? Your situation being liked by certain devils of power might play into your favor a little bit better than run-of-the-mill gen pop type situation.
So can I also, from that insight check, kind of tell that they didn't want to lose me
mm-hmm.
a little bit?
Yeah.
So while I'm there, like, I'm just thinking, Wolfgang's thinking, like, so they want the little Wolfie to stay. I do not think it will turn out how they wish. And I'm brewing. I'm brewing plans.
Okay.
I'm brewing them.
Elon, you're trying to get away with Cyril. Cyril is very slow. You know this about him. One important thing about his human body is the proportions are just out of whack.
Oh, no.
Right? So his torso is like 4 feet tall. His feet are like a... just so stubby. So he's just like a walking, like... ruler with an ant head, right? Yeah. And so he's having a tough time get away, and Krolax is going to move with you.
Oh, like he's just next to me.
In pursuit.
Ah. So is he briskly walking as well?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's so also... I'm going to need a performance check.
Okay.
To see if you can walk normal enough.
Okay, that's a 15. And that's an 18, 15.
Not bad. Krolax bombs it.
Like he fails?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
catching the attention of the bearded devil.
Ooh, great.
The bearded devil, his ears literally point out harder than they were before. His eyes, you can... I mean, you're not really there, but for those around, see, like, his eyes go blood red. And he, like, can smell ill intent.
Ooh.
He turns around, wielding his glaive, and immediately just cuts a tiefling in half. The tiefling woman that you were going to push is immediately cut in half with the glaive.
Wow. So it's just... didn't matter that... she didn't do anything.
Not a thing. The bearded devil lets out a roar.
And I hear that probably.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, where am I right now?
So the internment zone is effectively like a rectangle. Mm-hmm. And you were in the center, went off to the left side, and you're heading effectively south, right? The hallway that leads to the infirmary is on the southwest corner. Mm-hmm. And you could try and duck in that way, or you could try and climb.
Knowing that Cyril is just pathetic... I think it's probably best to head down the hallway, because I think that if we tried to climb, he'd probably fall.
Okay. You begin heading that direction. Jolly, you see this bearded devil cut a woman in half.
Is it Gut or is it different one?
No, different one. The one that was accompanying Gut. You don't see Gut.
Would Gut normally be here?
Yeah, he would have probably made it to the cart to start pushing away. Mm. Well, they did start pushing the cart away, right? Because he just pooped himself all over.
Does he see a mini pig man? That.
Absolutely. Gut is beginning his rage.
So Gut's there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Does he see the dretch?
Yeah, you probably would. Even with like a passive perception of like 11, right? Like, what's your passive?
It's 12. Amazing. It's 9.
Wow. Your passive perception is 9?
Yeah, dude. I didn't roll great.
You don't see the dredge chasing.
Oh, that's interesting.
One of the only few mortals that is in this prison.
But I do see him.
You've seen him, but you don't see him right now, right?
So I just see like mayhem going on.
Yeah.
Can I make can I look harder to see what might have caused this?
Sure.
Cool.
Perception check.
No. Okay. It's a 4.
Okay. Dang, that's wild.
Just looks at the floor.
I think you're probably just distracted by the sheer amount of
the brokers,
right?
Just like
the presence.
What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? How do I take advantage of this?
Yeah, how do I get noticed? Like, is this something that I even want? You know, oh man, these guys are clearly doing something to get noticed.
Yeah, maybe right? I should
They're
just
at least
like,
making something happen down there.
So, like, what are Jolly's talents? Like, can he sing? Like,
no.
No?
Oh, dang. He can make
that was my
poop.
Idea.
So, he can make a poop potion.
I think maybe, let's see. I would probably think of one of the gangs.
Okay.
One of the tieflings. And think, like, maybe I could sell this information of the brokers to them. To get some sort of benefit, like, hey, maybe you should get noticed, bruh. Like,
okay, you could try and find. Kay. You could either go for Gornaz or Gornax.
Let's go for Gornaz.
Okay, Gornaz, the champion, his term, of the drum gang.
Oh.
Depending on like what day it is and if they've got their heads on right and like who's leading what gang, you could give another perception check to see if you can find it.
Well, actually, I would probably take one of my cups of cheap ale as sort of like lubricant, literally like, hey, I made this also, you know, here, but also, you know, so perception check. Oh, that's a nat freaking one. So Jolly's just in his own freaking world.
Jolly's stressed, I think. Yeah. I think Jolly's feeling some undue pressure, right? And as you're like kind of preparing your stuff, your locket kind of falls out of your shirt again.
And I wouldn't notice because my perception is
a one. You do see that.
Oh, I do see that? Jolly would probably like put it back in. But like hold it for a second and like think deep inside, like, you can't spend the rest of eternity wasting away in here. So he'll just like grab everything he has kind of and just start like heading down, being like, you gotta make something happen.
Okay. We're gonna cut back to Wolfgang. As you're laying there, having those ruminations, right? Yes. Considering what is to become of little Wolfie, you hear guests arrive at the infirmary.
Okay. I'd like to imagine that they're in the main infirmary and their side room / preparation areas.
Yes.
Now, if I could, I'd like to assume that my bed's kind of in one of those side areas that are connected. I'd love to make tea, like I'd usually make for the doctors, but then wait for an ideal moment and bring it out to the guests.
Okay. Is your tea any good?
I'd like to assume that it's gotten better since I started.
Fair. Give me we'll call it a tea check.
Tea check?
Roll intelligence plus proficiency.
Okay.
actually. It's and when I say tea, I mean it's like you're combining ingredients like sulfur and you know, carbon into boiling water.
Okay, 11.
It's I don't know. You don't taste your own tea, right? Yeah, like this true. Would kill you. So you don't have any indication, and I don't know why rolling matters.
I'm like a little nervous. You know, I'm boiling the concoction, yeah. And then like as it's going, I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready. And then I see a reflection in like one of the metal pots, mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no, my face. It is so unpresentable. Are there any like scalpels, anything around that the doctors would use?
Not there would be, but not kept around you.
Okay, fine. So I'm like, well, and then like I just kind of lick my hands, go through my hair, you know, do the same with my beard, like, oh, okay.
And when I say you're boiling water, it's like you have a pot,
yes,
and you just leave it on the ground. Right, like you just leave it there for a little bit, and that is what steeps your tea.
Oh, wow.
So like you don't have access to
yes, exactly.
You don't have access to like an actual Bunsen burner or anything like that, right? That's fine. You have a mat on the ground.
So I'm like waiting for it to boil. I'm like jumping from foot to foot as it's like sizzling my feet as well. And then it's like ready. I'm like, okay, good. And like I have the cups out arranged. Mm-hmm. Is there a way I can, like, peek in and see how many people are there?
I think this is an all or nothing.
Okay, fine. So I just get a platter mm-hmm. with, let's say, because I've got to serve the doctors too, otherwise it looks like I suck, and I do six.
Okay.
I do six cups of this stuff, and I go out.
What do you say?
I see this as like a back first type situation.
Yes,
where
yes.
You're rolling into the room.
Exactly what I was thinking. Like, pardon my lateness, my masters. I here you go. The tea that you requested for our guests.
The female Aaron Yace gives you a look of fury.
And I'm like, I know I was late. I apologize.
Give me a... it's not even a perception check, right? Like, you walk into the room, and there are six individuals in this room.
Six? I was spot on, huh?
You're spot on.
I'm pretty good at this.
You notice that there is a broker in the brown beige duster and fedora. A tall, dark-haired man in a very fine suit with, like, a porcelain mask. It has like kind of a shape of a wolf, right? It's almost like a kabuki mask.
Yeah.
And there he has a woman with him, also very tall. And she's in an elegant black gown. And they are accompanied by Darianth.
Wow.
Your brother.
Wow. So...
Oh,
he might not recognize me, right?
There's a shock that comes across Darianth's face that is immediately replaced with fury. The male Aaron Yace is like trying to like kind of collect himself a little mm-hmm. bit and says,
"Oh yes, please, we'll continue the tour elsewhere." And I'm like, and I answer, I'm like, "Yes, of course. I will get out of your way. Here is tea for you. And can I get anything else?"
"You've done enough."
Yes. I'm not going to react today.
They continue. They go to move and leave out of the infirmary through like a set of a door that you know you're not allowed to walk through. Like that's clearly like
yes.
out of bounds, right? They go to walk through the door, and Darianth psychically will say to you,
"Wolfgang, you pitiful mutt. I will ensure that you die quickly."
Oof. Oof.
Can I respond telepathically?
You feel like you might be able to.
Okay, I'm like, brother, I hope that this is not an unpleasant surprise for you.
Quite unpleasant. And you feel like it severs.
Okay, I'm like, and then I just put down the tea. I go back into the room where I was before.
Nobody took any.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. And then I go on the bed, and whereas before I was curled up, like, on my side, like, laying down, I just kind of hug my knees and start to, like, shiver a little bit, because I'm like, that went much worse. There was nothing good about that from either end.
Okay. Elon, you're trying to make a break for it.
Yeah.
You are probably 30 feet from the entrance to the hallway, and you can hear the bearded devil coming to you.
Coming towards me?
Well, the both of you, right? Like, he's cutting through the crowd to get to where ill intent is coming. He's in pursuit of
Krolax? And is Krolax... I'm going to take a glance, see if I can see Krolax behind me. Oh, great. So yeah, I'm going to keep running down that hallway.
Okay. I'm going to ask for a constitution check. So just roll for a constitution. You don't run here, right? You don't exert yourself.
15.
But you're able to keep your wits a little bit, right? Like, your body is, you're sucking hard, right? Like, you feel, you're tasting that blood in your lungs a little bit,
yeah.
Like you're running outside in the cold, uh-huh. But it's the exact opposite of that.
Okay.
And you feel your skin really dry out. Like, you feel like you should be starting to sweat. You know, like, when you feel that on the verge of sweating and it itches a little bit, you feel that, but there is no release of the sweat. It just hurts because you don't have any moisture to sweat out. And Cyril... leans over to kind of catch his breath.
Well, I'm gonna pick him up.
Okay. Give me an athletics check.
Okay.
Disadvantage.
All right.
That was close.
14.
This guy's weirdly heavy, man. Like, his proportions are freaking whack.
No.
Just like really heavy hands.
Just those mandibles, there's probably 20 pounds in those alone. You're able to heft him over your shoulder, but you get the sense that, like, if me plus Cyril plus running minus Krolax equals zero, right? He will catch us.
And how close is he?
On you, right? Basically, okay. You in game mechanics, you'd have, like, a turn.
And so I assume he's no longer intimidated.
Probably not.
Okay, so tell me what's around me one more time.
Basically nothing, man.
Okay.
There are some hammocks pretty immediately to your right that you could try and climb up. There's the tunnel that you could try and make a break to turn around the corner from. There's some lemurs always. You see, you get, like, give me a perception check.
Okay. 10.
There's one imp. About three levels up, so about 30 feet up,
mm-hmm.
That's, like, watching this encounter.
Watching me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in my experience in the Hells, if I were to turn around and stand my ground and Krolax tried to attack me and this imp was watching, would I feel pretty good about my chances?
Tough to say, man. You've never fought anybody in the Hells.
Okay.
There's not many fights in the Hells because they result in a rampage from the guards that have no... There's no punishment for a bearded devil to kill anybody.
Okay.
And so they're basically just looking for an opportunity.
So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to... I have Cyril over my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And you said Krolax is basically on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to... basically cut the corner, stick out my leg, but try to make it look nonchalant.
Okay.
And try and trip him.
Okay. He eats it. He comes around the corner and catches your foot and just takes a bite out of the ground, which is also a little bit alarming. So his teeth literally bite a chunk out of the solid rock ground.
Oh. Oh, gosh.
Okay. While he's down, I'm going to make a break before it start climbing.
Definitely bit. Something good to see from Kay. Someone you just tripped.
I know.
Jolly.
Yes.
Goodness.
You're making your way down.
So first, before I go down, I also want to think about what happened the last time the Bearded Devil's Rage, how did they just stop? Like, what got them to stop?
They got bored.
So going down might not be smart.
Maybe to paint a better picture, there's thousands of lemurs and imps in here. There's less so, maybe a couple hundred tieflings. There's a couple of fire and earth elementals in here. There's some demons like a dretch or like some other small like quasit type. This place is full of things,
so
right?
So they're just going to freaking cut people down till they get tired.
And a lot of these devils and demons, when they die, you have a fairly decent understanding of like how the hells and these spirits work, that they almost all can get recycled. Right? So dying isn't that big of a deal.
Gotcha.
Tiefling's a little bit different. They're a little bit more mortal. But if you die, you die.
Right.
You're game over. No restarts. No quick saves.
Yeah. I don't know if going down is the best idea quite yet. Am I on this alcove? I'm just like alone. Like, this is my own spot.
And alcove's also a pretty strong word. Mm-hmm. It's like 3 feet.
Gotcha.
It's like an indent, and then it continues up further, but like slightly at an angle. So there is a little bit of overhead cover that you could like, you basically lean against.
But there's no hiding here.
Not really. You're in prison, right? Okay. There shouldn't be places to hide.
In the past, have the Bearded Devils like climbed up to kill people?
Not that you've seen. You haven't been here like a super long time.
No, yeah.
No one is. But not usually when there's such easy game down below. Mm. You do hear a voice in your head.
I was wondering.
Would you consider yourself a survivor?
Can I like look around to hear the voice to see who it is?
You could do a perception check.
Jolly's so good at those. Oh, actually, that's a 10.
You may reply if you wish.
Yes. I always survive.
Do you have anything worth living for?
Revenge.
Interesting.
And it cuts off.
And Jolly would probably kind of be paused still, like about to go over, but like almost frozen. And like he can't cry because it's hell, but like he would maybe start crying, thinking like, I always survive.
Okay. Wolfgang.
Yes.
You hear a commotion down the hall in the internment zone. And you hear a voice as well.
Okay.
Are you a survivor?
I kind of stop shaking. I'm like, I look around. Do I see anything?
No, you're alone in the infirmary.
Okay. I think that part of me is like, what's going on? The other part of me is like, maybe that's me asking myself that question. And like, because I'm going through a period where I'm like, I'm gonna maybe die. My voice is
from New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Gang boss.
Like, what is this? But and so I kind of like tentatively, quietly respond out loud. I'm like, I thought I was. I am not so sure now.
Have you a will to live?
I say yes. 1,000 times yes.
You willing to prove it?
And there's still no one around me.
Like, yes, I do not think I have many options, but I will.
Okay. In your hand appears kind of like a zipper across the nothingness.
Like in space? Mm-hmm. Like, just
like right? In front of you. And a playing card falls out into your hand. It is a 4 of diamonds.
I'm like, not quite what I wanted, but it's okay.
Ah, it's a playing card. That's so good.
4 of diamonds? You can't win with this.
Elon. You trip Krolax. And you, do you go back into the internment zone? Do you head down the hallway? Like, where are you going?
I started climbing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
You see the bearded devil look up toward you. And rage again, right? Like,
me?
Yeah.
Dang it. Well, I'm screwed. I think my only chance now. So, I mean, how far did I get? Did I even start climbing?
I think you made it probably to the first, which is like 10 feet up, right?
I'm gonna keep climbing. That's probably okay. Well. Where's Cyril?
I imagine you're trying to carry him up
okay.
the hammocks, which is why you're not getting super high.
Okay, I'm going to ask him, Cyril, can you climb?
He's passed out.
Okay. And I just shake my head. kind of expected this, I guess, you know. So I'm going to keep climbing.
Okay. The bearded devil,
let's see. Is he gonna go for you or Krolax? Do you want to roll for this, or do you want me to?
I'll let you roll for it.
Okay.
There's an intent that he's like trying to imbue, right? You know that these aren't very intelligent creatures.
Yeah.
Other than like this is kind of a hunt. Now.
Okay.
And like before killing all the lemurs and like cutting that tiefling woman in half, like that was meh. But like this is a hunt. And he goes to walk up. Jolly.
Do I see this
a happen? Zipper?
Oh.
In the space in front of you. Kind of falls. And I imagine that like in like this, you know, back and forth deciding to go down or not, the locket has come out, mm-hmm. and it kind of slides, the card falls and slides through the locket, opening it. Do you try and catch the card?
Yeah, I would try and catch the card and then close the locket if I could.
Okay. It's a 3 of clubs.
Have I seen this happen to anyone here before?
No.
With my magical experience, have I heard of like something like this happening? Like,
give me an Arcana check.
Thank you. That's an 11.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
I'll let you roll as many times as you want. You're not going to roll well.
I know. Even with maybe with advantage, but
yeah.
There's always...
Sure. It's all right. Justin is a terrible roller. It's a statistic anomaly.
It's life, you know.
That's
in Italy, they say either you're lucky with love or you're lucky with the cards, which is like this, so...
Well, in Calignos, there is no love. We have established this.
No love, but apparently there are cards. So
there are cards. I guess I'm lucky with cards. And you have a 3 of clubs.
Which is not lucky. So I'm not lucky with either.
And theoretically, one of them is going to be a heart, and that's love, baby.
Boom.
Come on.
Clubs.
Perhaps. Wow. Perhaps.
But do I see, like, him and, like, the demon, or the devil? Is it Gut that's going?
No, so Gut is heading in the opposite direction. So he's kind of going northeast,
okay.
And he's just, like... frolicking through the daisies kind of a deal, right? So he's like just absolutely furious, but it is just like a, like he even takes a minute to do like a little flourish with his glaive as it like cleaves these lemurs in half and they, you know, begin cooking. So you can see him kind of you know, in the zone
living
a little bit.
Living his best life.
And you can see kind of further south from you, you do see that sea elf, the aquatic elf person carrying that freak ant guy attempting to climb up.
And, like, he's going to get got.
Yeah.
Why is he getting that creature?
Elon. Need an athletics check.
Okay.
If I could impose double disadvantage, I would, but you're already at disadvantage, so.
Seven.
It was enough.
One of the hammocks that you grab, the cable, like, holding it to the rock breaks, and you can either hang on and drop zero, or fall with zero.
10 feet?
So you're at 20 feet right now.
And is the devil below me, like, ready to... Okay, I'm going to try something. I'm going to fall.
Okay.
And can I try a spell?
You could.
Okay, I'm going to try suggestion as I'm falling.
Okay.
And I am going to try to bargain, basically.
Okay.
And say, I have no ill intent. This dretch is the issue. Pursue him instead.
Okay, what do I roll? Is it a charisma save?
Wisdom save.
Wisdom save. DC?
15.
The blood in his eyes intensifies. Where it was red, starts to get, like, actual blood coming out of his eye sockets, pouring down onto his face. Are you going to try and collide with the bearded devil, or are you going to try and fall? I'll give you one last attempt in your fall to try and control that fall.
What is on the ground? Like, is there... I'll tell you what I'm looking for. Like, is there a way I could fall on other people or something?
No, like, this guy's in a blitz, and so they're all running away,
yeah,
right?
That makes
so,
sense.
Like, even the lack of sentience that a lemur has knows enough to GTFO.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I am gonna try and... I feel like I'm going to get cut in half if I fall on him. So I'm probably going to try and fall away from him if I can.
Okay. Give me an acrobatics check straight.
14. 15.
Okay. You're able to kind of, like, fall to the left of the bearded devil. You do fall.
Like, am I close to the hallway in that case?
Fairly, yeah. Okay. You take 6 points of bludgeoning damage. Cyril takes the same and falls unconscious. Stepping around the corner is a man in a brown duster with a brown fedora, shuffling a deck of cards. And he takes one of the cards and throws it at the bearded devil. As it explodes into 1,000 icicles.
Is this Gambit?
A little bit.
It's freaking sweet.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. The bearded devil is shredded to ribbons as these icicles impale over and over and over again. And he throws card after card after card at this bearded devil. And it just shreds him to bits. And he will look at you, Elon, on the ground, prone.
Yeah, I'm just like...
I thought that was a throw. That was not what I was looking for.
He's gonna look at you and say, "Are you a survivor?"
I guess so.
And that's where we'll end the first episode of Acting Boon. You've been booned. And acted.
That's good, actually.
Alright, stay tuned for episode 2. We're going to try and release these mothers weekly.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Like I said, it was a podcast takeover from the Pact and Boon podcast. If you want to get the rest of the episodes that are currently available, go to sessionzerostudios.com/Pact and Boon. That's PACTNBOON. If you come back tomorrow, you'll get the next episode from Pact and Boon on this podcast. Until then, let's go ahead and roll initiative. Do you love these podcast episodes but aren't always able to listen to them? Do you learn better reading information rather than listening to it? Here's what you can do. Go to sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get tips and tricks sent directly to your inbox in written format that you can read and reference whenever you want. You'll get tips that we don't share on the podcast and bonus techniques that, frankly, no one has ever heard before. Again, sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter and get those free tips and techniques right to your inbox every week.